Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 16th of January and today we hear once again how Jesus transformed water into wine at a wedding at Cana in Galilee. I'm Sarah and I'm the vicar and it's good to have you with us. St John's is a growing community. We're centred and based in Cardiff, but members of our community are spread throughout the world, and we're delighted about that. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you are, however you've found us, for whatever reason you join us today, you are welcome here. If you choose to put your first names and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. And it also reminds us of who we gather here with today. If you can, please do stay with us till the end of the service, as it's a good thing to do. And also, we'll have some information about next week's live stream service, which will be a little different. So who do we have online here today? Well, Rachel, you are the first person today to click on and say hi. And it was great to see you this morning. Great to have you in the choir and great to have you on the live stream this afternoon. Hope your afternoon's been good. Oscar, so fabulous to see you back at St. John's this morning and to have you here today. Great that you're part of St John's community. Richard, good afternoon to you. Prenhound Da, lovely to see you here as it was this morning indeed. And Ruth joining us from North Wales. Ruth, we hope you're having a good time and it's lovely that you could connect with us from the other end there of our wonderful nation. Amanda in Cumbran, great to see you. I hope your weekend is good. And as the light just begins to fade, it's great to have you here. Liz, out in West Wales, good afternoon to you as well, as always. Mary in Frome in Gloucestershire, good to see you. And I hope you are well. Heather, our ordinand, says, hello, hope everyone is well and having a great Sunday. Yep, it's good so far. And it looks like it's going to be good. I'm sure everyone else will have their own responses. But like you, I hope everyone's having a good day. And thank you for all you did this morning. Speaking of which, Ree joins us from Carmarthenshire. And Ree, thank you for all you did at St. John's this morning today. Much appreciated. Thank you for the tweet of a prop that I used, which will make an appearance on the live stream a little later on. So if folks haven't seen the tweet, I'm not giving the game away. Mary in Gloucestershire, hello to you. It's really good to see you. In fact, I think I probably said that Mary in was joining us from Frome in Gloucestershire. I'm sure Frome must be Somerset. Mary, though, does join us from Gloucester. And it's good to see you, Mary. I hope you are well and happy. There we go. Will, looking forward to being back in person next week for several services. That sounds great. So Will is coming back next week. Ordinand in Cambridge at the moment at Westcott House. And Will, it's great to see you. We're looking forward to having you back in St. John's next weekend for a wedding, possibly a morning service if you can, and obviously a confirmation service in the afternoon. So hello from Lubeck, from Bjorn. Well, moin to you, Bjorn. I hope you are well and things are going well for you and your family. John joins us from the Dordogne in sub-zero temperatures. Oh, my word. Sub-zero temperatures. Gosh, I hope you are managing to keep warm. And we are thinking of you as you continue to recover from your recent adventures, your recent medical adventures. But it's great to have you with us. Ruth has connected with other members of the community. Had a service in North Wales, or Ruth had a service in North Wales and met Ree's dad, I think. Laura from Riverside. Yes, Prenhold Darty, you as well, Laura. Thank you for reading last week, and it's great to see you. Myrta joins us from Montevideo. Myrta, I hope you are well. Great having you there across the Atlantic, and hoping that you are having a good summer and a good weekend. Tayo, absolutely joyful to see you here and thinking of you, hoping that you're well and will speak on the phone in the next day or two. John, okay, so John's telling us that he's got clear skies and sub-zero temperatures in the Dordogne. Well, the clear skies, fantastic. Sub-zero temperatures, well, I suppose as long as you're safe and warm indoors, that's not too bad. But gosh, yeah, sounds a bit chilly. And to our colleague, Stephen, Reverend Stephen, thank you for presiding this morning at St. John's. Great joy. And lovely to see you there on your Facebook photo with your saxophone and joining us this afternoon. Lottie and Niall joining us. Well, now, Lottie and Niall weren't in church this morning. Why? Well, they're making sure they keep a sensible distance from everyone because they are getting married in St. John's next Saturday. Lottie and Niall, we can't wait. We rejoice with you, and perhaps we'll get a photo or two next week that we can share from your wedding. But it's great to see you on the live stream, and we're looking forward to seeing you over the weekend, possibly Friday, Saturday and Sunday this coming week. So, that's everyone at the moment that we can see who's checked in on online. There's also Chris from St. Iltyd's, who usually watches on catch up or live, and sometimes I don't get the messages till we're finished. Hello to Helen, and hello also to Lynn and to Gwyneth. Now, you will know probably that you can also listen to this service on the phone an hour after it is broadcast on Facebook and YouTube. So a special welcome to you if you're listening on the phone. Hello to Norma, Joyce and Vernette, and hello to Christabel. Hi to Iris, hello to Jane and your friends, and hello to Dorothy. Hi to Oswald and Marion and to Wendy. Each and every one of you is welcome. So, friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and joy, we gather today to hear of God's love for us and God's love for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and each other. We are indeed a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us take a moment to remember when we have each fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins. Heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is the second Sunday after Epiphany, and here's the collect for the second Sunday after Epiphany. It's read for us by Reverend Stephen from behind the high altar of St. John's, just after today's morning service had ended.
Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
This week's reading comes from chapter 2 of St. John's Gospel, and it's read for us today by Heather, just ahead of the service in St. John's this morning. And if you listen carefully, you might well hear the organ and the choir warming up in the choir stalls.
A reading from John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
This is a 30-gallon water butt, or if you prefer, 136 litres. And in the miracle at the wedding at Cana, Jesus took 6 of these and turned the water inside them into wine. And so, what do we make of Jesus turning water into wine at the wedding at Cana? Some people will say that the fact that Jesus chose to do his first miracle at a wedding points to the fact that relationship and family and love are important to God. And this is certainly true, that these things seem to lie at the heart of the Trinitarian God we know. However, I'd like to focus on 2 other aspects of the story. The first is the sheer quantity of water that Jesus turned into wine. It wasn't just one bowl. It wasn't just one stone water jar. It was 6 30-gallon tanks, 180 gallons. Perhaps the message here is that God's blessing isn't going to be parceled out in small measure on us, but that we will be overflowing with God's good, generous, abundant blessing. And secondly, the steward described the wine as being the good wine. It was better than what had come before. And I'm wondering whether another part of the message for us today is that God's blessing will be so much better than any of the good things we've had in our lives. This abundant good blessing really can add something to our lives. One of the other readings set for Eucharist services this Sunday comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12. And in that passage, St. Paul writes about there being a variety of gifts given to different people for God's service. And I'm wondering how what he wrote about there relates to the miracle of the water and wine at Cana. Here's what I'm thinking. At Cana, if Jesus could transform ordinary water into vast amounts of good wine as a blessing for those people. How much could God transform your life and mine? If we put our skills, abilities, energy, and talent at God's service, God can surely bring forth abundant blessing out of our gift of ourselves. That surely has got to be something worth doing for the good of the people of this world and beyond. And so we come now to our time of intercession. And so if you have someone or something on your heart, if you'd like us to pray for that intention, please do put it in the comments on YouTube or Facebook. And if you do that, we'll certainly try to pray for your intention now during the service. Occasionally, one doesn't quite make it through in time, but I can assure you that we do pick these up afterwards, and nonetheless, we do pray quietly, privately, for your intention. As we gather our thoughts, here is a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. We pray for the Pacific country of Tonga, hit by the tsunami waves, flooding, and volcanic ash caused by a giant underwater volcanic eruption. We pray for that nation, which is geographically flat. We pray for the people of its mainland and the outlying islands, and for the emergency effort now underway. We continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine as Russian troops gather on the border between Russia and Ukraine, and unease is apparent. We pray for negotiations and attempts at defusing the tension. We continue to pray for the peoples of Hong Kong and China. With Laura, we give thanks for Elsie's long and good life as she turns 100 on Monday. With Tayo, we pray for those who are in isolation and for God to give them peace of mind during this pandemic. We pray for Gerald as he continues to recover, for Norma, for Beth, and for Corona. We hold before God Gaynor, Emma, Elijah, and Richard. We pray for Gwyneth and Joe, and for Nosheen. With Ree, we pray for Jay and his partner C. Jay came to church today, and after a great conversation, they need prayers for peace, love, reassurance, and healing. With Stephen, we pray for Ben and Fernanda, who fly back to the US for their final semester at university. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. We send an email list, an email out every Saturday. And if you're not on it, if you'd like to be, do let us know your email address and we'll put you on that list. It'll keep you up to date with everything that's happening at St. John's. Do join us next week, if you can, at 10 o'clock in St. John's in central Cardiff and online. Now, next Sunday will be a little different, because in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, we've got a confirmation service in St. John's. It will be a joyful occasion, and our own Ollie and our own Lou will be confirmed. However, that means, of course, that I'll be at the service in St. John's at 4 o'clock. And that means we can't do the live stream live. So I'm going to pre-record it. It'll be a little different for being pre-recorded and not live, be a touch shorter, but we'll still gather together as a community online or on the phone and hear of God's love for us. I'll arrange things so that the service appears on our Facebook page at the usual time of 4 o'clock, and the intro video will run as it always does at 3:55. It'll actually be on our YouTube channel on Sunday morning. If you listen on the phone, the audio version will also be available from Sunday morning as well. As I say, it'll be a little different, but we will still be meeting. And if you put prayer intentions there in the comments, they won't come up on screen, but we'll read it on the Facebook page. And we will pray for your intention that night and the following week in evening prayer. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and you're very much, each and every one of you, part of our community. So as we leave this service, let's ask for God's blessing on each and every one of us. Go into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Render to no one evil for evil, but hold fast to all that is good. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak. Honour all people. Love and serve the Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. As I go about my activities, I try to keep my ears and my eyes and my heart open to signs of God's presence in the world. It's amazing just how many crosses I see as I'm out and about. Our ending video this week is made up of photos I've taken of twigs and branches and various things on the ground, making the shape of the cross. And we've also got some photos with which we'll start of shadows through windows which form crosses on walls. Thank you for being with us today. We wish each and every one of you a holy, happy and blessed week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.